Coming up on 7:38 here on K-Man's Morning News, Chris Wick, Brandon Peoples here with you as we turn to the weather, and I figure I could give the weather forecast, or we can turn to the man who can explain it much better than I can, what's causing all this wackiness here at the end of the week. Chip Redmond from Kansas Mesonet joining us here on this Thursday morning, as he traditionally does. How are we doing this morning, Chip?
Oh, beautiful, beautiful morning with some clouds, even small rainbows south of town, so I'm hanging in there.
Oh, nice. Did you try to chase it to the end?
You could see it. It was on the ridge line to the south of the Kansas River.
Okay. I need to make a note of that. I need to make a note of that for that pot of gold there.
You live on Zinedale Road, you're probably doing all right this morning.
All right. Well, Chip, let's get into it, because I know there's probably a lot to go over today. So let's first talk. We had a little frost on Easter, but kind of been a little more. Is normalized the right word for how we've been this week? Are we running hot? Are we running cool? Like, kind of where are we at right now?
Yeah, you know, we look at the whole year to date, we're running really, really warm. In fact, we're one of the record warmest starts to the year that we've ever seen in the Manhattan area. And you know, that frost I know caught some folks off guard on Easter morning, but we should be getting a frost almost every morning if we were looking at average temperatures. They're still in the upper 30s. We're going to cross that 40-degree threshold here this week for average low temperatures. And we can have frost anytime temperatures 40 or below. In fact, temperatures only got down to about 38 degrees on Easter morning. So it wasn't crazy cold, but we're running above normal. We look at our highs like today, and really for most of the forecast, we're looking at highs that are well above normal. And that's been just kind of like the reoccurring theme. And overall, I think it's starting to have an impact.
What about the warmth on agriculture? What impact is that having on agriculture? And what should gardeners expect? When should gardeners expect that final freeze, do you think?
Yeah, so I think the impact is pretty substantial. You know, vegetation is greening up now. We had that little bit of rain here last week that helped kick things into gear and really push the greening of both perennials and shrubs. And I know folks are thinking about getting into the garden especially, but we're running about a month ahead on growing your unit, especially for wheat. We look at it, it's approaching the boot stage already, and it's not supposed to be at that stage until another month from now, May 10th, literally. And so when we look at everything running earlier than normal, we still have an increased freeze risk, even though we don't really see a risk in the forecast. But we're also seeing more moisture consumption by the vegetation earlier than normal. You know, we average about 0.7 inches of moisture a week right now, almost 3/4 inch of precipitation a week. And with earlier greening, we're just using up more soil moisture, and we're using it up quicker than we would normally expect this time of year. And so we actually need a little bit more than that to keep up with things. In fact, looking at soil moisture conditions, at least in Manhattan, the Kansas Mesonet measures soil moisture, and our soil moisture is already drier than we were before the precipitation we had last week, because the vegetation is using it up so fast. And so we're just going to need more precipitation to keep up with it. And we expose ourselves to risks of flash drought earlier in the season when we have as much vegetation growth as we're seeing right now. And so because that, you know, last week Manhattan area was added to D0, abnormally dry conditions, and the precipitation we saw last week wasn't enough to offset our average precipitation deficit. And so drought's expanding, and Kansas wasn't an island of drought for the most part, but now drought has overtaken the state with over 85% of the state now considered in at least abnormally dry conditions. And we actually saw moderate drought expand as close as a far western Dickinson County. And that's now taking up moderate droughts over 50% of the state. So because of that earlier agreement, we're just seeing bigger stress on the moisture profile. and we're going to need more moisture to keep up with these warmer temperatures. And that's not including the higher evapotranspiration rates we're seeing as we're transpiring that moisture out, and we're evaporating moisture off the surface too with these warmer, drier, windy conditions.
Well, speaking of moisture and the need for it, it does look like we're going to have some moving in over the next several days. What are we kind of looking for, really starting later this afternoon through even kind of looks like in the next week can even have some?
Yeah, I would say from a meteorologist perspective, this forecast for the next 7 days is frustrating, to put it lightly. Everyone wants to know when's it going to rain, and that is the million-dollar question. You know, we'll start the current and kind of go out into the future a little bit. You know, we got some light rain showers around the Manhattan area this morning. You're south of town, you might get into some more intense rain, brief moderate rain, I should say. That's not a whole lot, and it's kind of a drop in the bucket in the grand scheme of things. Probably it's going to be one of the bigger days is potentially tonight. Tonight we have a cold front that's going to push south across the Manhattan area, and that's going to bring with it some showers and thunderstorms, potentially some hail as well. And it really depends on where this complex kind of situates, because right now the models are taking it just east of Manhattan, and then it's parking it there for a lot of the overnight hours. In northeast Kansas. And so it's very possible whoever ends up underneath those thunderstorms could get quite a bit of rain, but it's going to be really isolated, I think. And if we just get that precipitation shifted ever so slightly west, that would include the Manhattan area. So I'm optimistic maybe we'll see precipitation tonight, but I just don't know how much. I think how further east you get, the higher amounts. Now, as we get into tomorrow, Friday, the cold front's going to be to our south. I think most of the precipitation is going to be south of Manhattan. We're going to be cooler. That's the one cool day we have in the forecast, with highs, you know, barely getting to that 60-degree mark with cloud cover likely. And overall, again, this precipitation should be to the south of us. Now, as we get into the weekend, Saturday especially, there's a lot of uncertainty on how the weather pattern evolves. You know, right now, we're kind of what we call a split stream or a split jet stream. And so we've got a corridor of the jet stream south of us and a corridor of the jet stream north of us. And what that means is we don't have a consolidated jet stream that brings us easy to predict, dynamic, strong, potent storm systems. Instead, we get these weak waves and these weak disturbances that move through both jet streams. And they can both trigger off thunderstorm activity and showers. And they're a lot harder to predict just because they're so subtle. And right now, Saturday is a big question mark in that subtleness, because there are multiple waves expected throughout the day on Saturday. And we're not quite sure how that's going to evolve overall. The good news is that if we do get some moisture, I think we're probably going to see it fairly heavy, and the thunderstorms will be fairly isolated. So I don't think it'll be a complete washout this weekend, but I think we're going to see precipitation on Saturday. It's just a matter of when and where. The highest confidence is probably after dark on Saturday, as a more potent wave to our west develops some showers and storms in southwest Kansas, and they move north and east through the area. Things quiet down, I think, by the time we get to Sunday, with a little bit drier air, maybe still a scattered storm, potentially severe. And we're that time of year, or anytime we have a chance of storms, we have the potential. And then looks like by early next week, that jet stream starts to become a little bit more consolidated. It's not so much split anymore. It's more unified. And we start to get a bigger system pushing in on the western United States. And what that means is we're going to see more dynamic weather, and we'll potentially see a pretty substantial uptick in severe weather as well, and predictability as you get into early next week. So. While we do have chances this weekend, I think the best chance is, again, I think tonight into tomorrow morning, and then definitely spotty storms and whatnot through the weekend. But I think most of us stay fairly dry.
So don't cancel your weekend plans.
No, I don't think so. The weather is dynamic this time of year, and so if you're making plants in mid-April, you just got to expect those kind of things in Kansas. And at least temperatures going to be warming up after our cool day tomorrow. But definitely spotty showers and storms this weekend.
All right, Chip Redmond from Kansas Mesonet, we appreciate you calling in and kind of trying to make sense of, well, Kansas and its insensible weather sometimes.
Yep, and don't forget, it's still severe weather season. As we get in next week, I wouldn't be surprised to see some severe weather in the area, so just be prepared.
All right, as always, thank you, sir, for calling us in on K-Man's Morning News.
Thank you.
7:48 here on K-Man. We'll have Mitch in sports coming up next.